This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. As President Donald Trump launched his re-election campaign, he also tweeted that starting next week there would be mass arrests based on immigration violations. This comes as detention centers around the country are over capacity and accused of violating basic human rights. Families in New Mexico are experiencing the impact of that familiar and uncertain threat. Though it's not the first time Trump promised to escalate immigration and customs enforcement arrests and deportations, New Mexico advocates say ongoing tensions and fears remain high. Marcela Diaz, the executive director of Somos Un Pueblo Unido, says the organization's members have had their workplaces scrutinized. That makes them nervous about what could come next.
What we assume could happen is that people will start receiving those knocks on the doors at 6 o'clock in the morning, because we've seen these throughout the country and certainly in New Mexico within the last 2 years, where they're at home, ICE shows up with warrants for their arrest.
It's vital that people know their rights in these situations and that families have plans in place, Diaz says. Most importantly, people don't have to open their door, and ICE often doesn't have a search warrant, she says. Folks can choose to remain silent, Diaz adds, and they don't have to divulge their status. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.